Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
It's 902-1ONG. With Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to another episode of 9021 OMG. We are so excited to be with you.
You got your ho to your ho to your ho. 9021 ho, ho, ho.
Three hoes.
Tori, you're in Christmas red.
Mm-hmm. I am. Jen's seen the switcher already, but here.
Merry and bright. She's Merry and bright.
Oh, that's very cute, too.
I'm Merry and I'm bright. Am I bright, Jen? Go.
You're bright.
The endless flame that never gets put out.
Speaking of Mary, Donna.
Yeah. Okay, what? Stop, Amy. I know where you're going, and
oh my God.
Let us do
Too
our
soon.
Job first.
Too soon?
Yep. Okay. You guys, this is so cool because not only is it Christmas for us, but it's Christmas for our pals in Beverly Hills. This is the Christmas episode, season 5. Episode 15, Christmas Comes Each Time This Year, aired December 21st, 1994.
How about that it's Christmas? Like, it's Christmas, and it's Christmas.
And the Christmas synopsis is, you guys.
Give it to us.
Yep. Donna's mom tries to pay Ray to disappear, leaving Donna drowning in tears. Kelly is having a hard time accepting Brandon's love and attention. Dylan seeks help from the FBI, but finds a familiar face at the bureau. Steve thinks he has a Christmas curse, and Claire can't come clean to her dad about David.
Directed by Richard Lang, written by the Wasserkleins, Steve Wasserman and Jessica Klein. Well, this episode made me feel the get in the spirit, I'll tell you that.
Even with your mopiness there, Kelly?
Yeah, even with my scar, my burn.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It blurred. I was like, Jen's not mopey. You mean Kelly.
I know, that's what I called
it. I know,
Kelly.
It all blurs. Yeah.
There's so much to discuss, so much.
Well, let's just start with the first thing we see, which is basically you and Donna and Ray eating each other's faces off in mom's living room.
I know where you're going with that. You get so riled up when I have
really do.
An open mouth kiss.
Because it's like,
let me live my life so out on camera.
Open. There's tongue flying.
It was a lot, Tori. It was.
You can't say that wasn't like aggressive making out.
Yeah.
In my defense, we needed it to be over the top.
Yes.
So that Felice, I mean, you heard smacking, gross, in clear across the room. But if it was just a peck, Felice wouldn't be as riled up. Like, she's probably like, oh my gosh, what's happening next? Like, I don't know. Like, maybe she's worried I'm going to lose it to him.
Right. You're virtue.
You know, a cherry on top of the Christmas tree this year. I don't know.
Well, she noticed, alrighty, but you told your mother you were going to marry Ray Pruitt.
I know.
I was like,
it was so exciting.
Donna.
I felt it, you guys. As
Donna, you felt like you were so in love with him in this moment, you were going to marry him?
I feel like we're all in that moment sometimes in life. And there's that moment in that first like honeymoon phase, super passionate, super like, oh my gosh, this is everything, that you're not thinking clearly. And sometimes you jump in and marry them. Well, we've both been there.
Yep. been there, done that.
Yep.
20 years old. I'm going to be asking.
About that age too.
Yep. So fair.
If he asked me to marry him today, I would marry him.
Maybe she just is okay. Ooh, this sounds gross to me even saying it, but she's a girl. And I always feel like guys can be horny, but girls can't be horny. Is there like a feminine version of that?
I don't think Donna was horny. I don't think that was where the statement was coming from.
Not, I understand, but I'm sure on some level, females can feel passion too. And I feel like she, you know, wants to marry him emotion-wise. Her heart's like in it. But she also is probably like, I'm going to marry him and we're going to consummate this relationship and we're going to have babies. And, you know, she's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wanted to help her.
If you had a mom like that, you might want to get away too.
Yeah.
She's all-time low. I thought she'd reached her lowest lows, and now
she loves you so much, she is willing to part with $10,000 to get rid of this guy.
I don't think it's love. I think she wants to control Donna Martin.
Duh.
It wasn't a good amount, even for the 90s.
10 grand?
Pretty solid offer.
Yeah, for a kid.
You think for that? I can't gauge how much the Martins have. Like,
yeah, but how do you put a price tag on Donna Martin's head? Or
priceless.
Her woo-woo. Oh. Mm. Or her virginity.
or her heart. Or soul.
Oh, that too.
Okay, fine.
Gross was that. Like, in all seriousness, how gross was that?
Gross.
So gross that she goes and says, she's so gross about it too, at the tree lot. And like, did you notice she doesn't really say it outwardly? Like, she doesn't say like, hey, I'll give you 10 grand to get lost. She's so like dark and just awful about it. Blech. That was her. That really actually disgusted me.
Well, rightly so.
Yeah, it was bad. It's just like, and then Donna's dad is such a sweet angel. He's so mad, but I wanted to see him be more mad at Mrs. Martin.
He doesn't get mad.
Yeah, he's so like kind. A doormat, that guy. Sorry to say, but he does whatever Felice tells him to do.
You'll see like later on, though, he actually doesn't.
Oh, he gets up in her face later in the episode. He's like,
but I mean,
what the hell have you done?
Yeah.
If it was this whole episode, I mean, all the episodes now are starting to feel really dramatic.
Yes, Jenny.
Like soapy. Like,
there was a lot of heightened emotions not warranted. When we talk about Dylan, especially with Dylan, I was like, what?
Yeah. But wait, let's go back to the beginning because the Walsh mom and dad, what are their names?
Mr. Walsh,
Jim and Cindy.
Jim.
They are going to see the daughter that's never been mentioned, hardly ever been mentioned. They're like, they're going to London to be with her for Christmas, right?
Yeah, aww. I always feel like they fling in a courtesy.
Why wouldn't she
sort of
come
mention?
Home?
Great question.
But you know that answer.
She didn't want to.
And also, how about Mr. Walsh using profanity? He couldn't find his damn passport.
It was hot. It's
like, whoa.
What about Brandon saying they might think you're a terrorist on the plane?
Oh, that was weird. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say shit like that these days, Brandon.
Totally.
But I literally went back and I was like, wait, what year were you? Oh my God. Like, it was before 9/11. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So if we were to break this episode down, we have Donna's and Ray's storyline.
Mm-hmm.
We have Brandon and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dylan and
Unhinged Dylan.
Dylan. And some weird guy. And
we sort of have Andrea
and the Santa Claus of it all.
Yeah. And then sort of a Peach Pit After Dark / Claire
so
David.
That's Claire David.
Which
David's
I'm into. Because I know it's coming.
Yeah. We sort of got a bit of Claire David in different ways. Like Claire David in the Peach Pit After Dark. Claire David with the Chancellor. Then we had the sort of we're feeding needy people at the Peach Pit. There was sort of a mess of stuff happening.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The only Gallery. One, like the only like solid storylines I felt like were Donna's and Kelly's and Brandon's.
And Dylan. Dylan had a storyline, but he was so, huh?
I didn't get it.
Christine Bennett.
First of all, can you look at the FBI like that?
Okay, who yells at the FBI man? First of all, okay, my point is he's like screaming at a Secret Service agent or whatever that guy was. And then cut to at the end of the show, he just lets some strange, wild, crazy, weird man into his house and lets him eat his donuts. Like what? There's no balance. What's happening? That's not when he let that guy in at the end. I was like, Dylan would never let that guy in, especially how aggravated he was at the other guy.
Not only that, but when he goes into the FBI and is completely unhinged, yelling, they actually let him get an appointment.
Yeah, I don't
like
think
he's
that would go over well.
Jack McKay's son. The receptionist is like, Jack McKay's son. Send him right back. Like, what?
Wait, can I jump in? Do you, like, the name Christine Pettit, we had a writer. Was that
Did
her
we?
Name?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I might be remembering this wrong. Was her name not Christine Pettit, or was it something Pettit? I feel like it's her name and they used it because they could and she said okay. No,
yeah, no, I don't know, can't help you there, but
Siri,
it does sound familiar.
Alexa, can you fact
and
check?
Then our the lovely Valerie was back on
and she was headed to Cold Buffalo.
Oh, not that Valerie, the
Valerie
real life Valerie.
Oh, right. Sorry, Valerie Wildman.
Yes.
Valerie Wildman as Christine Pettit. So beautiful.
She's great.
Yeah, she's great.
Jeez, she's pretty.
She's hot.
Yeah.
And I like, yeah.
I kind of wanted them to get together.
That would be a great
Dylan
twist.
And Jack's old lady.
Ooh.
That would have been a great twist. Wait, I have so many things to ask you guys.
Wait, but Valerie was barely in this one again, right?
Yeah, she's off to Buffalo. Cold.
Oh, she's going home for the holidays.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why do you think they did that, Jen? Like what?
Yeah, they had no storyline for her. I don't know. They had no.
Yeah,
I mean, here's the thing: you're paying a series regular. Why ship her off for the episode? Just have her there. Like, I don't know.
Well, this makes me ask a weird question.
Of course.
Was she paid? Like, to me, she's low man on the totem pole, right? Even though they brought her in, she was famous. Was she paid the least? Like, would she be the first to not have a storyline if the episode got too clogged up?
Here's the thing. If you're paid, you're paid. It's not about how much. So she's in it. She's paid. So she can be in one scene, you know.
Oh, got it. That's why they put her in that one scene.
It's the same thing for them. So might as well use your regulars. Like, I don't understand.
Right. That's a good point. They probably
like, I was bummed not to see her. Like, I'm bummed officially at this point when I don't see Valerie as much because she gets a little, she gets the knife.
Really?
Yes. She stirs up.
It was a welcome, like.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like how she sort of. It's very weird to me with Dylan, so just saying.
It gets real, like, again, like, soapy with the way they're writing her character just be so conniving and so, I mean, I know it's juicy and, like, every show needs an antagonist, but I understand what you're saying, Amy. You kind of enjoyed a little break from the mind.
From that mm-hmm. sort of, we had enough with Dylan being kind of a mess that I sort of didn't need any more menacing people kind of causing gosh. Problems.
Everyone needs a villain.
True.
The show can't go on without a villain.
I think we have so much drama happening. We've got, Kelly's got drama. Andrea's all got drama unnecessary.
Donna's like,
babies
got drama.
Cry. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
When Jesse took that baby out of Andrea's hands when it was crying, I was like, oh no, he's going to shake the baby. Take that baby out of his hands. Didn't he seem like way too upset to just rip the baby out of her hands?
Yeah. He was also way too upset.
About a baby. He was very upset about the baby crying. Mm-hmm. All
during
the time.
Midnight, like at midnight, like he was so mad that the baby was crying at church at midnight. Like, what baby's not crying at church?
I was
midnight?
Yelling at the TV, Andrea, don't just stand there, take the baby back, like get that baby. Because she just stands there and is like, wah, 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 wah.
But here, I mean, here's the thing, we all know this, like, you don't know how you're going to be as a parent, and I'm sure that wasn't his choice, but. That there's a lot of people that can't handle that.
I think they're trying to make a storyline out of that they have different religions.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Tori. No, that's right. It's like
they have different religious backgrounds. They have different like holiday traditions. They're just, they have different parenting styles. Things are not looking good over there.
Yeah.
Till the whole gang comes over for Christmas. I really enjoyed as that Santa. Moment, but it was, yeah, it was real. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it was a good moment.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/90210.
Donna's definitely bonding with Ray's mom now that, by the way, tell me we all didn't appreciate the Princess Cruise Love Boat references.
Love Boat tie-in.
Of course.
So great.
I have my shrimp and sipping on champagne.
But that's crazy. You're giving, I mean, I get it. You're giving away Felice's dirty money and sending his mom on a cruise. That's humongous.
It's a big step. That's, oof.
I suppose we're to assume that Ray cashed the check then, because the check was in his name. So they cashed it. He did cash it.
Yeah, but that was after Donna said he didn't cash it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm too closely related to this in every way. So can you explain to me like how you felt about that? Like,
Wait, what do you mean?
Him cashing the check.
To give it to his mom? Mm-hmm. I felt like that was all Donna's idea.
Same, Jenny. I felt fine about it because she insisted upon it. It was her choice.
Yes, I don't know.
Donna wants to make him happy.
Do you think you're buying their love?
I don't know. I guess it's like you're supposed to say like, no, thank you very much. And the third time you're supposed to be like, okay, and accept it. I don't know. That's like a myth.
But she was like, yay, a cruise, immediately upon opening it.
I don't know, somewhere deep down, and maybe this is like a personal thing because I feel like when I was younger, guys would like me for my dad's money. Mm-hmm. So it's like a triggering thing. It's an overused word, sorry. But I don't know. I wish he had said no. Like, you know, we'll work together and get my mom a cruise somehow. Let's not do that. I don't know.
He did, though. So I get what you're saying. And I also appreciate that it is triggering because there is sort of some challenging stuff in here. But I think he said no. He did. And then I think she's saying, I'm so mad at my mom. I basically just like walked out of there. F this. Let's cash this check and get your mom what she wants.
But she can't make him do it.
She probably can. And I also think the Martins have a lot of money, so it's just peanuts to
do
them.
Do they?
So she's
look at that staircase. You have that grand staircase in the foyer. It's very ritzy.
Like if Dylan has 8 million,
the koi fish.
They definitely have millions. The Martins have millions.
Okay. Yes,
but from him being a doctor,
that's
maybe there's family money too. Maybe there's family money. That we don't, maybe Felice came in with a dowry. We don't know.
Maybe he's like, a doctor, like a facial doctor,
plastic surgeon.
Yeah. Maybe he's getting that Kardashian money.
Now, I believe he's a heart doctor because Joe, am I wrong? Am I wrong here?
I think you're right.
I just remember that.
Yeah.
But he's not making that much money being a heart doctor, I don't think.
Maybe he has his own practice.
Leading heart doctor at Cedars.
He's in the world.
Maybe he invented the pacemaker and we don't know it.
Right.
So we don't know. I think we're to assume they've got a lot of dough.
So that scene made you feel weird because your character was giving somebody's that you love's parent a massive gift.
It made me feel like my whole life when I was trying to please someone and thought that I wasn't worth enough for them to like me for me. So I mm-hmm. would think if I gave them a present or like my hard earned mm-hmm. money, it wasn't even my parents that I worked hard for. So that's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm. Well,
go back to light and bright.
No, I get that.
Unpack that in therapy. Yeah.
That felt good. Okay, also, let's move
kind
on.
Of like all Check. The buying, everybody's buying each other, right? Like yeah. she's trying to buy him off, then you take yeah, the money and buy, it and you're is mad at your little. Parents, and then there's a whole money thing going on with Dylan, and he's so desperate to get his, there's a lot of money things happening. So maybe
yeah, and I don't think that's a very good dynamic to set up this young, immature relationship with Donna holding this, you know, money position over him, like she has so much money.
Yep.
Yeah, I hate that.
Uh-huh. He's yeah. never gonna feel like,
and we know that the mom enough. Is already so enamored by it because she's mentioned it multiple times in the previous episode, like, you go and enjoy this time and I wish I could drive up to Beverly Hills. Like, she's always, there's definitely like a whole storyline there of this.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it feels, it's feeling bad because Donna and I are so similar in so many ways. And I would never have done that or never do it because while I'd be like, I want your mom to have this and, you know, screw her for doing this, I would still at the end of the day be like, I respect my mom and not do it. So, but it's interesting that it was written that way. So that obviously came up in conversation that perhaps I would do that.
I think it was at that point an F you. To Felice. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I've done the right thing.
But it's her
Ray
mom. You
right
can't
thing.
Do an F you to your mom.
You can to Felice. She did an F you to you by offering them the money.
It doesn't matter. I would never.
No, you wouldn't, Tori.
Not you. I am Donna.
Okay.
Listen. Okay.
Really, really need to get to that therapy.
Oh, my God.
I am Donna.
I am Donna. Merry Christmas.
Oh my God. I love
that
it.
We're talking about Donna and we're like, yeah, really but you upset. Did. And she's like, Tori's like, I would never. And we're like,
I mean, listen, by now, from the rewatching this for five seasons now, we're starting to align stuff. I'm like, okay, yeah, that happened in real life. This yeah. is like, they did this because of this. There was a lot going on that I didn't realize back then that maybe, you know, they would do like, pitch meetings and, you know, work sessions. And my dad would be like, oh, this is happening. And this is happening in my teen and her friends. And like, it's right. lining up a little bit too close to home. A
I
lot
understand
of it.
Too,
not this though.
For you, Tori, we don't have to dig into it too much.
Nope.
People using you, like being your friend because you're Tori Spelling, whether it was for money or maybe if I'm her best friend, her dad will get me a gig or like, I definitely relate. Well, I don't relate personally, but I understand wondering what people sort of like, yeah, like what their true
yeah.
motives.
Yeah. So I'm bummed seeing this because I'm like, I wish he wouldn't have done it. I wish his mom wouldn't have said yes. Like, I just want them to work out at this point. I know what happens later, but I'm in the moment.
Good crying scene though you had. Good drama scene. And I thought David and
a lot of drama.
David and Claire were very good friends mm-hmm. to you, even though it's still weird that David, that's still weird to me, but yet good.
Same.
They were super supportive. And then Ray came in. I actually thought that scene, for being pretty heightened, believable.
Mm-hmm.
Good scene. Like, your crying was really good and you were so
were
upset.
All,
it didn't
like,
seem like
really
fake
friends,
crying.
The four of us. So, like, yeah.
Speaking of crying, Jenny. One lone tear rolling.
She's the best crier.
How did you do that?
I don't know. That's my trained teardrop.
So were those real, not those droppy things that you guys do to make you cry?
Who knows? What?
Probably
when you're doing a
real.
Scene and you can't get there, you're like, give me the blower. Give me the drops, whatever it is.
I feel like you're the best crier in the biz. She has a knack for it. It's real. Like, it's good.
That was a great scene too. I think this whole episode is, other than Dylan, that was, we'll talk about that, but that felt very real and like, yeah, like Brandon seeing your back that we didn't realize is so burned and he didn't realize. because you haven't shown, and the vulnerability and the tear and in the bathroom and like you were mopey, but that now I got it.
But warranted, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked pretty grossed out though.
I think he looked sad. I thought it's looked sad. Yeah. Like also maybe a little bit of regret, like he didn't realize.
Oh yeah. Good. Yeah.
That was a great scene too. Both those dramatic scenes.
On Christmas, in the Christmas episode, so much drama.
Would you guys have rather the Christmas episode be a little like more light and bright? It's kind of the flip of what you think most Christmas things are about. Usually they're so like this was like,
yeah, deep. Honestly, I really could have used a little more levity in the Christmas episode. I think you're right. Like
the reason I liked it is that I didn't feel like I was getting a phoned in episode. I didn't feel like I was getting some, you know,
the Christmas episode,
flashbacks of Christmas past or like some corny thing. I felt like, wow, I got a real episode where real crap is happening.
Yeah.
Like this is a real storyline, super meaty. Like if you think about it.
Right.
Jenny, your storyline super meaty. Tori, your storyline. Even Luke/Dylan, real stuff's happening. And even Jesse and Andrea, like every single storyline. The one thing is I don't understand why Claire is not telling the Chancellor. Like why does the Chancellor think she's dating Brandon? Like on what planet is that even? What's going on?
He still thinks that?
Yes, that's why he's like, you should bring Brandon and you can invite your other friends, Kelly and Donna. Like first of all, what dad, that's so rude. Like she's literally just introduce you to her friend that's right there. Why would you not be like, and this guy, this new David guy? Like, and also, what?
Why is she, yeah.
Maybe he knows it's not going to work out long run, so.
Yeah, I don't think they are together very long.
But the chance are so clueless. Like, there's just a huge fire on his campus where you were badly burned and like it was a student led thing. He doesn't know that the president of the school is dating you.
The burn victim.
Right. Dumb.
Or that he's actually at the burn victim's house.
It's like
when he goes to see his daughter, who's the roommate of the burn victim. Like he feels like he's super self-obsessed with being the chancellor.
Right. He's just not that dopey. It's like, dude, you know what's going on. What?
Or is he choosing not to see it?
The boyfriend thing?
Yeah. And he wants her to be with Brandon. So he just is like.
Yeah, he just wants her to be with Brandon.
Do you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that clueless. Like, I think he's just like, yes, self-absorbed in his world, but also like wants what he wants. And so, you know, if you just keep pretending you don't see it, maybe it'll go away.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And I don't know why David cares. Like, who cares?
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877- 0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars. Nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield, plus Lisa Loeb.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Speaking of a trigger, do you want to know what triggered me in this episode?
What triggered you? How many times can we say trigger?
A lot. Let's say it as much episode. As possible. Wait, what flames?
There was flames all around in this episode. There was like the fire behind Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
And yes. Mommy. And then there was the flames in front of Kelly and Brandon in the fireplace.
Oh my God,
and then
I there was the flames.
There was flames everywhere. It was freaking me slash Kelly out. I never told you guys this. Okay, so the fire episode was 2 weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. So over the course of the last 2 weeks, I've been obsessed with any electrical things in my house. I've bought like remote control clickers to like be able to turn things off and on. Then the place where we golf,
mm-hmm.
by our house, mm-hmm. it caught on fire from an electrical fire.
No.
What?
The same week. Right after I watched the show.
Oh, is the golf course okay? Is Dave okay?
It was just the snack shack, okay. So everything's okay, going to be okay.
Yeah. Sounds like a toaster, a microwave in the snack shack. We have one of those.
I'm so scared of fire right now.
I wonder if this episode is what caused me. You know, I'm obsessed with not having fire. Like, do you guys do the off, 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 off every night on your stove? Off. I do that every night. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think I do that
Christmas
every night.
Christmas time, so we're lighting candles, and I don't usually light candles.
Yeah.
Well, because I have kids and still a 6-year-old. But yeah, last night I blew one out because I was like, and the kids are like, why are you blowing it out? And I'm like, I just because.
Yeah,
I'm just nervous. You're walking near, I don't know.
Something. And Christmas is also a fire time where you're like,
yeah,
the tree and the whole thing. Yeah.
I know. Public service announcement. Mm-hmm. Everybody out there.
Yeah.
Please be careful with
9021 PSA.
Yes, make sure your house is fireproof or go and get one of those things. Do you have a fire
extinguisher?
I have one, but it's like in the backy of my under my right, sink.
It's not helping you.
No, I would be burned to a crisp.
In the back of the washer and dryer, like nudge in between.
You know what everybody should do?
What?
And I still have to say what triggered me. What everybody should do though is since it's the end of the year, check your batteries and it's a good time to like, redo the batteries and all the smoke detectors because then you know for 2024 you're like, okay, I'm good.
I know.
And you don't have to deal with that.
I'll put that on top of my list of things to do in 2024.
Nothing else going. So the thing that triggered me, trigger.
What?
The popcorn mess. I was literally like.
Okay. This is now finally passing this judgment of me being so neat and tidy onto her. This is Amy now. Amy is the one that has too many control issues with cleaning.
I was so like, first, I'm not a huge tinsel girl, right? So I already had written down the Walshes have a lot of tinsel on their tree.
What do they have? Tinsel, like the little pieces, yes, or the garland of tinsel?
No, the little, just little,
I love
little,
those.
Oh, so messy, draped over so many things. Then I think Claire and David and Donna, and I think Ray was there maybe too, are stringing the, you know, first grade popcorn all
that
around.
That was just Donna, Claire, and David. They were making a big old mess.
And then
Donna just walks out. Does nobody cleans it.
On brand, right? Were you like, yeah.
The entire bowl went all over that floor with the carpeting. Oh, God.
And then they just walk around and stomp it into the carpet. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, feeling it.
Cleaning that up is challenging. Like,
if Kelly's not there to show me how to use a vacuum, I am not going to know how to do it.
Cut it because it's like ground into that carpet.
You want to know what triggered me?
Yes,
obviously.
Well, there were a few things, honestly. One of them, not such a big deal, but why was there a scene on the back of Dylan's head? The scene with Christine Pettit in the FBI. They're like shooting the backs of their heads. I hated it.
Wait, I missed that. I have to rewatch that.
Sometimes you instead of shooting from the front angle, they do it from over the back shoulder. Yeah. Didn't love that.
No one really and does that anymore, thing, right?
No, because it was bad.
I know, but he had such good hair. I was okay with it.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. That whole thing. Okay, one other thing was in the Peach Pit, mm-hmm, when the unhoused people are there being fed, and they pan across the countertop and the patrons are eating, but you can clearly tell they were told don't eat the food.
I hate that.
Because they were like this. They were like this with the food, like,
oh no.
Like an SNL skit.
Yeah, and they were drinking like this. They were like it was so clear. If you go back and watch it, you can see one guy not putting it in his mouth and pretending to chew.
It was end of the year, Christmas, you know, the budget was low. Like, don't eat the food. You have to keep reheating it up and using it for scene to scene to scene.
My favorite game is bad background acting.
It's fun. It's really not their enjoyable fault. They were literally told, eat the food. We don't have enough. Or it's been sitting out. Those are always the two.
Those are the reasons. Sometimes I always heard it was continuity. Like, if you bite your burger and then we have to go back. And then
even that poor gal in the corner.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, the burned woman?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a whole question about her. So sorry to not figure out who you're talking about. Am I the only one who at first thought it was your friend?
Allison? I wanted it to be my friend.
I
wanted it to be Allison.
That supposed to be?
No. Mm-mm. I just messed
up. No, not supposed, but like, for a moment, you were supposed to think?
Maybe.
I did. I was ooh, maybe it's her, but no, it was just some other terribly burned woman. It was very, and she was sitting all alone. It was very sad.
Very upsetting. Yeah, that was just upsetting. And I did like whoever said, I think it was Brandon. So you and Brandon are talking and you were very upset over the responses. And I thought he said, you know, maybe everybody was just feeling her pain. And I thought, yeah, you know what? Maybe they're not assholes.
Well, no, because when they walked by, when Kelly heard them like talking about her, I think one of them said like, sucks to be her, something to that
effect.
Yeah,
I thought it, yeah, we have to go back and see what they exactly said. Because I'm like, did they say something jerky? Or did they just say,
very,
that was upsetting?
Not very thoughtful jerky, of her, yeah.
Human response and you get nervous.
Here's the other thing that really bothered me, really triggered me, was Brandon's giant Dockers. Why are his pants like parachutes? Like, he could literally fly in those pants.
I'm telling you, this is a personal choice because there is no chance that they were like,
wear these should wear hammer pants.
It's just like always. I don't know.
Well, because Ray's dressed pants. Well. Like, so my thing's like,
Ray is dressed how Jamie dresses in real life, which Donna / Tori is now like copying his style, like, okay. But like, Jason must have wanted that. Like, that's not
not a good look.
No.
Do you want me to tell you the fashion winner of this episode?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Ray's mom. Red suede fringe jacket.
Then when she's pretty cool, right?
Mall, she had the flannel and like some earrings. Like, I was like, way to go, Ray's mom.
Yeah.
She puts herself together.
Yeah. At the time, I remember liking it because I love vintage. And I was like,
oh, that red suede jacket.
It's like on point. Fringe. Like,
on it.
I know they were going for like something else, but I was like, it's kind of cool.
I always want to know what mall y'all are at too.
That was, it had to have been, right? Well, was it the Beverly Center?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I just want to know.
Jen's right.
I was so sucked into the food court area. Yeah. I was so into the episode that I didn't do my normal like,
yeah,
Auntie Anne's or whatever. Wow, Auntie M's, you know, whatever it's called. Oh, where's the store?
Nope, that didn't exist back anymore. Then.
Did it not? When did that thing come around?
I don't know. It was like Mrs. Fields back then.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Fields. Still around, but
I know.
Not as prevalent now as it was then.
Oh, well, your fuzzy sweater and little scalloped miniskirt was pretty cute, too.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. You know what I just saw yesterday, you guys? I was at Urban Outfitters, and no joke, your prom dress, Kelly and Brenda's black dress with the white bow.
No.
I took a picture for you, Jen.
Oh, I'm going to go buy it. I really want that.
Oh, my God. It's there. And I literally was like, and gasped.
I love it.
And Stella and Hattie were with me. And I was like, okay. And I was like, sorry, I'm not making this about me. And I hate doing that. But I just got to tell you guys, like, our show literally created this. No, literally, it wasn't found. Like, we created this and it was done. And then it became a huge thing in the 90s. And now everything's coming back from the 90s. But this dress is from 90210. And I was like, and Shannon wore this dress. And they just both looked at me like,
they were like,
I had three heads. Cool, and I was like, then I got really embarrassed. And then they were like, hate to tell you, Mom, but like Olivia Rodrigo, like, where's that? And I was like, okay, well, sorry. Jenny Garth and Shannon Doherty were around a lot longer and way before on trend than Olivia Rodrigo.
God, I'm going to go buy it now.
Anyway, you have to find, okay, you have to get it.
That would be amazing.
But Jen, it's this big now.
Oh, it's a little shorter.
It's a tube top that they call a dress. Oh, and then a fan comes up and she was like, you know, in our age with her kids. And she was like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Can I take a picture with you? And I said, yes, of course. And I said, wait, sorry. Are you a 90210 fan? She's like, of course. I was like, okay, wait for it. What does this dress remind you of? And she froze and she goes, I'm not sure. And I was like, yeah, so not a super fan, just a fan. And then I embarrassed her. And I was just like, oh, nothing. It was like, you know, just 90s. It reminds me of 90s. She was like, oh, okay. Like, not a super fan.
Oh, I've seen that dress pop up from time to time, just in random places. Yeah.
Right.
That but dress won't go away.
You know what else won't go away? The shout out to the club. Did you hear? It was very soft. But Ray's mom tells Donna, oh, I got Ray the club. Do you guys know what the club is?
Oh, the club. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know what that was.
That's the thing that keeps your car from getting stolen? Are you sure it was called the club?
Of course I am, because it was.
And what you, like, you open about? It the and then you put it on like, the steering wheel?
Stop
it. So when this was airing, I was in college, and we all used the club. First of all, on our crappy cars we drove in college. Like, why somebody was going to steal my 1987 Acura Integra, I have no idea. But we were all clubbing it. And then remember, you'd take your radio out. So I would take the face off the radio. But other people I know were taking
it. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know it was called that, you guys. The club.
Ray's mom got it for Ray's club.
That's so funny, because Randy just told me yesterday or the day before, he said the word the club, and he was talking about that thing, that device. He was saying that the best way you can deter people from stealing your car is to have a stick shift car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because they can't even drive it away.
Because they don't know how to drive them, mm-hmm. So they won't steal those cars. He said it's actually a better deterrent than the club. And then you said the club. That's so weird. Well, this was a very exciting episode. You know, I felt bad at the end for Andrea. I felt bad at the end for Dylan. He's lonely. He wants a family. He wants to have love in his life. And he's coming back around.
Yeah, he's coming back around. And he's going to go get his money back with Jonesy. But Jonesy takes way too much.
What is happening with Jonesy and that 50-50 split?
So here's an interesting little tidbit, guys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That, you know, does anyone watch Yellowstone?
Mm-mm. Yes.
So you know Cole Hauser that's on Yellowstone?
Jen, you know Cole Hauser, do you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's his father or his uncle. Or that guy, Jonesy, is related to Cole Hauser.
What's his
name? Wings Hauser.
Wings. Oh, Wings Hauser.
And oh, my God.
That's why it makes perfect sense now.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, it makes perfect sense just the way Luke was in that scene, because he was either friends of Wings Hauser or he was like he was a fan kind of, because him in that scene just wasn't Dylan.
Oh, that's interesting.
His acting felt different to me, and I was like, I think that he must know this actor or love this guy or something.
No, it's all coming back. You're right.
So that's Wings Hauser.
They were close.
Yeah.
They were close.
Cole Hauser's dad is Wings.
I just disagree with Jonesy's split. Like, he's taking 50% of Dylan's wealth.
Too much.
That's why would he agree to that?
Did Dylan agree to that?
Yes.
Too much. I think
clearly he's not good with money, you guys. So
and he's probably rather have 4 million than no millions. But like
on brand.
A fair percentage. I mean, I get that Jonesy's like he seems like Dog the Bounty Hunter kind of. But like 30%.
Is he drunk?
Yeah, I don't know. What was he was on a weird diet? He was interesting.
And it's like he was stumbling all over.
Remember he's on the grapefruit juice diet?
And drinking his milk? I'm pretty sure that's not on the grape juice diet.
He's having some sort of acid. That seemed very relatable to me. Oh God, I love this episode.
I loved it too, but I didn't feel Christmassy and like warm until the very end when the whole gang shows up at Andrea's house and holds baby Jesus.
Even get a 10. What do you guys? I'm 10. 10.
And it's my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Donna.
We didn't even celebrate your birthday, though.
Yeah. Ray's mom kind of did.
On brand. Like, Donna's birthday always gets forgotten. Story of her life. Mm-hmm. She always talks about that.
Oh.
That's a tough one, though.
10. 10.
Wow.
What do you guys
I'm going to give it like an 8.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with 8.5. And not just to go slightly above you. I just literally... I think 8.5.
Okay.
Merry Christmas 10. 9021 ho 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 10.
There you go. Ho ho ho.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is... and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.